What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, I am Mark Moore, your host on Peace of Mind with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
Hello.
So, last week we had talked about how do we insure a home-based business.
Yes.
So, we had mentioned that, you know, if you're working from home, if you have a hobby, if you have clients come into your residence, they're there for business purposes, you want to let your agent know. Mm-hmm. And that's the drumbeat that we keep saying is let your agent know, because we cannot insure something that we don't know about.
Yes, communication is the key.
How good is communication?
It's the best important thing.
How do we communicate, Kathy?
We talk all the time.
Is it good communication? Do we sometimes?
Yes, it'd be good or bad sometimes, I guess.
Well, sometimes. Yesterday we had a contractor come into our house, mm-hmm. and we live in Hayesville, and we were getting a call from the contractor's office saying that, where are you guys? We've came by and nobody's at your house.
Yes.
And we're actually sitting there with other contractors because we're doing some work around the house. And they were at an address.
A wrong address.
Well, it was the correct address. It was the wrong town.
Wrong city.
They were in Cleveland, Georgia. And we live in Hayes, North Carolina. My cousin Gene Moore has always said communication is the best thing on earth.
So, yes, it is.
So we basically wasted our time, their time, and two other people's time.
Yes, that was unfortunate. Yes, it had been rescheduled. I think that was the problem, because originally I think they'd been already been out to our house, so they knew where it was. They'd been there. They gave us a quote, and that was not good. So we've been rescheduled again.
So communicate with your agent. Don't be afraid to hide something because your rates are going to go up.
That's a trap.
And you know, I've had situations where I've dealt with customers, and I just know they're thinking, this guy's going to raise my rates. And that is not what your agent's trying to do. He's trying to protect you.
A lot of times, it is going to pay off for you in the long run if there's a claim.
Yeah.
So if you don't tell them and you try to get around certain things, it's going to come back to you negatively. So just be cautious of that and keep the communication line open and ask questions. That's why we're here. So please make sure you communicate with your agent.
Yes. It just hit my mind. One of the big ones is how you're using your house. I mean, if you've got a vacant house, let your agent don't. It's going to cost more money, but you don't want to be in a situation we've got a claim and they're going to deny the claim because you didn't represent yourself correctly.
Right.
Or it's called misrepresentation.
Yeah. When you sign that application, that's considered a contract, and you have to disclose everything in your contract. If you don't, they said you're going to misrepresent something and it won't be covered, and that would be really bad to have.
If something changes, let them know.
Yes.
So today's show is identity theft.
Mm-hmm.
We have some examples of identity theft. We can provide some sort of coverage for this.
Right.
However, I believe there's other avenues that you could look at as well.
Correct.
I'm going to play a video here just
off of YouTube.
Off of YouTube. There's a different types of identity theft. There's home title fraud. This one here is an example of a medical identity theft. What the heck is that? I had to be educated on what that was myself. So let's go ahead and play a video here about this nice lady that received a phone call and what happened to her.
My name is Irma. I live in Glencoe, Arkansas. It's a little rural town in the country. I got a call one evening. A man told me I was approved for a back brace through Medicare. I thought it was a legitimate thing, and I went ahead and gave him my Medicare number and my debit card number.
Unfortunately, scams like this happen quite often. Many people, just like you, become victims of medical identity theft every day. But you have the power to detect these crimes and protect yourself from criminals. During the new Medicare card transition, criminals may take advantage of this change to create confusion. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for your new Medicare number or other personal information. The thieves can be very persistent and persuasive. Review your medical bill and statements for services or equipment you haven't received. And if you think something suspicious has occurred, report it immediately.
I don't want any seniors or anybody to make the mistake that I did.
Okay, so there's an example of a medical identity theft. You know, so I know my mom and dad just recently got caller ID. Mm-hmm. So they were answering the phone all the time. It's always some sort of telemarketer calling. These calls are annoying. Now, yes. I don't want to be hypocritical because we don't really do a lot of cold calling in our business. But the problem is it has gotten so out of hand with unsolicited phone calls. When we try to call a customer, we sometimes get shut down, don't we?
Right.
And that's bad because we're trying to review or update somebody's insurance company or coverages, I meant to say. And they may even not want to talk to us here locally.
Right.
Which is a problem because it's got so much resistance out there about receiving a phone call.
Right.
They don't want to hear from somebody. So medical ID theft is when someone steals your personal information, like your name, social security number, health insurance account number, or Medicare number, to see a doctor, get prescription drugs, buy medical devices, submit claims for your insurance provider, get other medical care. So this is going on. People are using your identity to do this.
Yes.
Kathy, I remember years ago, we're talking about when we first started dating back in 20 years ago, your uncle had his identity stolen.
Yes.
And as far as I remember, that may be one of the first times I even heard about something like that happening.
Yes.
I think they did something with the title of his house. Do you remember what happened?
Well, they were going to buy something, and they started running his credit and found out that someone had opened up a credit card in his name and that they had thankfully, they were playing the credit card, but it was going to a different address. So they took his information, and they had, you know, this information sent somewhere else besides where his. So he didn't find out until he went to, you know, he was gone. I think he was buying a car, and he had to prove that wasn't him. It was very involved back then. There was nobody at that time that I had really had ever heard about this. So it was very disturbing because the time and effort they had to go to court, they had to do all these different things, they had to call to get this cleared, and it took quite a bit of time to do so. It was a lot of time and effort, and finally they got that resolved, but it took, I think, about a year to 2 years.
It was a saga and ordeal.
It was a saga and ordeal, which I hated that he had to go through that, but, you know, that was something that happened, and he felt that because of him being related to somebody else, that might have been the issue. But I think that what they did is actually stole some stuff out of his mail and then got the credit card offer, and they filled it out, and that's what they did. Yeah, so that was really unfortunate.
He has an affluent grandson.
Yes.
So, you know, you can be a target. Anybody can be a target.
Yes.
You don't have to be, you know, a millionaire. You can be anybody.
Right.
So in 2021, there was an identity fraud study by Javelin Strategy and Research saying that there were $13 billion in losses due to what they call traditional identity theft fraud. Excuse me. That's where cyber criminals steal personal identifiable information and use it for their own gains, such as through data breaches. So this is a huge issue now.
It is.
And also, when we're insuring a commercial business now, We're trying to push and make people aware of the cyber liability that they incur.
Right, especially if you're...
Well, let's talk about us. We're insuring people.
Yes.
And so we have access to personal information.
Correct.
People's names,
and
their dates of birth.
Secure. Yeah, we shred things and have special weight, and we do all these different things to avoid that.
We have a shredding service that comes to the office.
They destruct
every... Yeah. Is it every week or so?
Mm-hmm.
And now we are what's called a paperless office, but... That's not necessarily true.
Well,
we have paper until it's scanned and imaged and put in our computer database. Right. But it's really, it's not hard to find somebody that's not been a theft victim. Even going back, you know, just in, people are not honest, unfortunately. Yes. And I'm going to talk about some things that you got to be careful about or to think about when you're, you know, just with your personal information or just your personal property in general. So, we will be back after the break, and I'm Mark Moore. This is my wife, Kathy Moore. We're independent insurance agents and brokers, and we're talking about identity theft on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
This is Kathy Moore. We're back with Peace of Mind with myself and my husband, Mark. We'd like to let you know where we're located. More Insurance Services is located in Hayesville, next to United Community Bank on Highway 64 West. We're also located in Hiawassee, Georgia, next to the hospital and a red brick building called Town Trace. Come out and see Joanne there. And lastly, we're in Blairsville, which was located across the street from Home Depot and across the street from the post office. And we're in the actual South State Bank building and a section by itself right there. So come by and see Ashley and Shayna there to help you with your insurance needs there. You can find us online, or you can also like us on Facebook. Our online address is www.more-insurance.com. We also have two other locations. One is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina, past Arby's on Highway 64 West. Come by and see Velda and Emily. We also have our last location, which is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, which is located in Blue Ridge, and we're next to United Community Bank and the Burger King. So please like us on Facebook. If you'd like to request a quote, you can do that on our website as well. And all of the Peace of Mind radio shows have been added to our website, so you can check them out and listen to them if you would like to hear one of the ones that we actually have missed.
Okay. So thank you, Kelly. So we're talking about identity theft today.
Yes.
And, you know, this is, unfortunately, people are not honest.
No.
You know, it's just a shame. And I can tell you, and this is just something for anybody to hear out there, but, you know, if you're a member of a church, if you're a member of a fire department, if you're a member of a homeowner association, you need to have financial controls in your business or in your homeowner association or church. You don't want the same person handling all the money. It should be handled by multiple people. Also, it's good to have somebody that is going to be doing the deposits and another person that reconciles the bank statement.
Yes, that's good
it's
advice.
It's always a nice little lady that's taking the money. Or, you know, sometimes it can be a man, but you'd be surprised because people get tempted. And sometimes I think they just intend to, you know, I'm going to borrow the money and then I'm going to pay it back. And it just gets snowballs and all of a sudden they're in a big problem.
Right.
So we see this a lot, don't we, Kathy?
Yes, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, we see it a lot. And, you know, I remember my father years ago, people just not being honest. We went to see my Uncle Bill, and my dad had a boat trailer up there at the barn. And Uncle Bill says to my dad, he goes, "Carl, your two buddies came and got your boat trailer the other day, and I let them out of the gate." And so these people were so brazen that they were stealing the boat trailer, and my Uncle Bill is letting them out of the gate where they can take the boat trailer. So, I mean, people are brazen about it.
Right.
So you've got to be very careful and vigilant about, you know, trying to protect yourself. Kathy's got a really good story here, or it's a bad story, about what happened to her sister in Florida. Tell them what happened to your sister.
Yes, my sister went to Costco, and of course everybody knows it's like a Sam's Club or a BJ's, as you always know. You have these big carts, and you get all this stuff in bulk. And she has three children, so they eat a lot of food just like most other kids. And so she went there to get her supplies and her rations. And she was there, and she was by herself. My brother-in-law and one of my nephews decided was going to go with her. And she said, no, that's fine. They had things to do, so she'd just go by herself. So she's pretty petite. And so she basically got this big cart of food, and she had had her purse in her hand, and she has one of these Toyota Sienna vans, minivans. So because of the weight of that, she decided to put her purse inside her van, and then she started to unload all her stuff in the back of the minivan.
Somebody's in the shadows watching her.
Somebody was watching her, and so as she puts all her stuff in and she gets back into her car, her purse is gone. Now, she said, and her credit cards and her driver's license.
Wouldn't
and,
she just happen to have in her?
And just
her
so happened, she was getting ready to go to the bank, so she was taking...
I thought it was a CPA office.
Yes, and she also was going to have a deposit to do for the bank.
All of her information about her tax return.
Yes, was in her purse because she's getting ready to go see her CPA after she went to Costco.
And her husband owns a very large business.
Yes, he does. And they have a couple different entities, so they had all these different information there. So she was... upset about a lot of everything. So she's, of course, she does do accounting herself, and she does keep a very good records. So she was able to go retrieve her what her credit card numbers were and the phone numbers, because a lot of times people don't know until they look on the back of their card what information they need to call to report it. And so she did all the, you know, the, her due diligence, and she did all these different things. And she was with Bank of America, actually, and at a certain branch. And
so they had her driver's license.
They had her driver's
license. They knew what she looked like.
They knew what she looked like. She knew where she lived. And that really upset her. And she lost a very expensive handbag, which
they,
she was.
They knew that she was an affluent person.
Yes. So it was not a good situation. But it happened a few weeks, almost to a month later. They had somebody that looked like my sister come into the bank dressed up as her, because they had camera footage of it, and was trying to withdraw.
Wasn't that lady wearing a wig or something?
Yes. Considerable amount of money out of their bank accounts.
Now, I think she got a call from the bank. Are you trying to withdraw
yes,
money?
Yes, and they called to verify, because they had all these, you know, warnings on the bank account. Is, you know, is this you? It wasn't a normal branch that she normally goes to. But they got this person, you know, looking like trying to get a lot of money out of her account. So she was very upset, and they had to go through, you know, tons of paperwork, and just it took a lot of time and effort to get that resolved. And she says, you know, they have to change all these different things that, you know, this will never happen again, of course, but people don't think about that.
It
even pumping your gas, people will come up and do stuff. So make sure your doors are locked, or have your keys on you. Thankfully, she did have her keys so she could leave, but she called my brother-in-law. She was so upset, and, you know, they've had to deal with it for a couple of years, even a year or two later. With
people
all
just aren't honest,
down.
And right. You know, a lot of people are. There's good and evil in our world.
Yes.
So, you know, people, but there are people out there that are perfectly willing to take your identity. The only time I ever saw us get hit or almost get hit was we had what's called a health savings account.
Yes.
And that's another topic, maybe not for insurance, but if you have one of these, it's a good thing because you can pay all of your medical bills on a pre-tax basis.
Right.
So I can deduct, I believe we can put in like $7,000 a year into this account, and then that's deducted off our taxes. So we're paying medical bills for doctor
like
co-pays and things.
And
it's pre-tax.
Yes.
So at one
point.
For
the whole family, yeah.
I had a charge denied. I went to Walgreens, put a prescription. They said this charge has been denied. And I was like, well, what's going on? So I went back and called the bank, and I said, wait a minute. I said, you know, I know there's money in the account. Why was it denied? And they're like, oh, we've got some transactions here that don't seem legit. I was like, okay, what are they? Bloomingdale's. What is Bloomingdale's?
That's a store.
Did I shop there?
No.
I don't know what it even is.
We don't shop at the Bloomingdale's.
Yeah.
It so was we knew that this, was, yeah, they knew that too.
Yeah, Saks Fifth Avenue. What's that one?
That's another store.
Okay, so I don't know what they even, I said, no, that is not me. And I know that Kathy's not shopped there either, because
no,
this
I
is only used
there.
For medical.
Right.
You know, and so they denied the charges. And fortunately, my bank protected me in that situation.
Right.
To protect yourself, you know, we do have some identity theft coverage that can be added to your homeowner's policy. Mm-hmm. And I'm just not really, you know, it'd be nice to have maybe, but I'm just not really necessarily jumping for joy for this.
Well, the thing of it, it does give you some type of coverage on your homeowner's policy. It does give you... if something were to happen, you can call them. They can help you in that process, which is nice, because a lot of times people are on their own.
Well, I think the homeowner's policy, you kind of are. I mean,
yeah.
So it's going to be like a reimbursement type of thing.
Yeah,
so it's good to have some money there.
$15,000
for $25 in premium. So it's
right.
It wouldn't be bad to have. But Kathy and I actually, we have LifeLock.
Right.
And you want one that's going to give you a, and I probably need to find out more about this actually, but My understanding is that you want to have one that's got a caseworker mm-hmm. that's not only going to just reimburse you for all this running around you're going to have to do, but you have somebody that's going to take over and right. help you along with the process of clearing your name and, you know, getting your identity back. So, man, these shows go so fast. But, you know, we did cover some of the things about identity theft. I think, you know, we could talk some more about this maybe next week because we just kind of introduced this topic, and I think that people need to be vigilant about their identity and protecting what they have and their identity.
And call cards. If your debit card or credit card's missing, make sure you call immediately and get that reported to your bank
yes.
or credit card person. But also you can contact us if you have it on your policy as well.
Correct. Okay, so this is Mark Moore, Kathy Moore, Independent Agents and Brokers on WGRB Talk of the Mountains. Today's show was Identity Theft.
And remember that all of our podcasts are on our website at www.more-insurance.com. So check them out.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.